No sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
Welcome to today's podcast, where we will be discussing the importance of quality over quantity in relationships, life, and finances, and how doing your very best can help you thrive in all areas of your life. We will be taking inspiration from the Tao Te Ching and hearing from a guest psychologist on the topic.
The concept of quality over quantity has been around for centuries and is exemplified in the Tao Te Ching, a Chinese text dating back to the 6th century BC. This text encourages individuals to focus on living a simple, natural life, rather than chasing superficial desires and material possessions. It emphasizes the importance of doing one's best in every task, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem.
When it comes to relationships, this means putting in genuine effort and care towards your loved ones rather than focusing on the quantity of time spent with them. It's not about how many dates or hangouts you have, but about making each moment count and creating meaningful memories together. This leads to stronger and more fulfilling relationships that can withstand the test of time.
In terms of life goals and accomplishments, it's important to focus on doing your best in each task, rather than simply trying to check off boxes or accumulate achievements. Taking the time to do something well can ultimately lead to greater success and a sense of personal accomplishment rather than simply completing something for the sake of completion. This approach can also mitigate the stress and anxiety that often comes with striving for perfection, as the focus is on personal growth and progress rather than external validation.
Financially, quality over quantity means being intentional with your spending and investing in long-term goals rather than quick fixes or short-term gratification. This can mean investing in high-quality items that are built to last rather than buying cheap items that will need frequent replacement. It can also mean focusing on building a sustainable financial plan that prioritizes long-term stability and security over impulsive spending.
To further explore the importance of quality over quantity, we have a guest psychologist, Dr. Jane Smith, who specializes in relationships and self-improvement. Dr. Smith, can you share your thoughts on how doing one's best can positively impact relationships and personal fulfillment? Dr. Smith, thank you for having me on this podcast. I fully agree that focusing on doing your best in all aspects of life can greatly enhance personal fulfillment and strengthen relationships. When we put in genuine effort towards our relationships, it sends a message to our loved ones that they are valuable and worthy of our time and attention. This creates a deeper sense of connection and trust that can improve the overall quality of the relationship. Focusing on personal growth and progress rather than external validation can also lead to a greater sense of fulfillment and confidence in oneself. When we do something well or achieve a personal goal, it can be incredibly empowering and give us a sense of purpose and direction in life. Host: Those are great points, Dr. Smith. How can someone who is used to prioritizing quantity over quality start making the shift towards doing their best in every task?
Dr. Smith: I would suggest starting small by focusing on one task or relationship at a time and setting specific goals for improvement. It's important to be patient and kind to oneself during this process and to not get discouraged if there are setbacks or challenges along the way. Practicing mindfulness and being present in the moment can also greatly enhance the quality of one's efforts and lead to greater personal fulfillment.
Host: Thank you, Dr. Smith, for sharing your insights with us. In conclusion, we can all benefit from focusing on quality over quantity in our relationships, life, and finances. By doing our best in every task, we can create stronger and more fulfilling relationships, achieve personal growth, and build a sustainable and secure financial plan. Thank you for listening to today's podcast, and we hope you found it informative and inspiring.
This has been Interesting Thoughts, Episode 2. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.